Illinois State Representative David Severin's on the line. Dave, how are you?
Hey, good morning. Good to talk to you. I was just saying to you a few minutes ago that I'm fighting with your 720 guy on the was on this morning, fighting that good old cold thing. But it's okay. It's just part of life.
Yeah, and that's what happens when you shake hands a lot, too. It's also happening.
That's right. Shake hands, wash your hands.
Yeah. So why a lame duck session? What was hoped to be accomplished there?
Well, there's a couple bills that we still will probably look at today. Yesterday, we basically gabbled in. A couple people just made a few comments, and then we were out. So it wasn't much accomplished yesterday. But there's a couple bills that we'll probably look at today. One of them is to dissolve a board for the in Chicago for their roadways.
The Illinois Tollway Board.
Exactly, the Tollway Board. That's probably going to be it. I think that'll pass. That would be dissolved, and then give the opportunity for the governor to appoint a new board there. And let me throw this in real quick. A couple of things I'll just segue into on this particular item. We just moved our office as of yesterday in Marion, the halfway road. And on Friday, when we were moving our furniture over just a few things, we moved our telephones over and our internet. I had the opportunity to meet with my first constituent on Friday, and it was about the issue of tollway tickets that someone in my district had been getting tickets from the state of Texas, and they could not get it resolved. And they worked with the DMV office in Illinois, and they tried to work with the DMV office in Texas. And so I said, well, bring your stuff in, and let's take a look at it. So they spread out on my conference desk about 15 pages of tickets and stuff they'd gotten, Tom, from Texas. And so I got on the phone, made some phone calls, got it all squared away. But there's somebody that had almost the identical license plate. It was a truck plate from Illinois, and this person was driving a car. They had 111 infractions from the tollways in Texas driving an Illinois car. So I kind of understand some of the tollway frustrations that they were undergoing. But just to give you a little information about moving our office and then also dealing with the situation. But we got the problem taken care of. But in Illinois, that vote that's probably going to be taken on the House floor today that I think will pass will be to dissolve this tollway board and give the governor an opportunity to assign his own board when he comes in.
All right. So, he'll pick new members for that. Is there legislation required for the governor to give a 15% payroll increase to his cabinet?
Well, that's the next bill that we're probably going to be voting on today. And it's not only his cabinet, but any state directors, and not only the state directors, but their secretaries, assistant directors, and assistant secretaries. The vote will happen on the floor today, probably, if they call it. We think they're going to would allow them to give them a 15% raise. And so, here's where I'm looking at. You know, you always, usually when I get on the air with you, you give me that day's, what's the balance of back bills we haven't paid.
Right.
Seven, you give it down to the penny. So here we have billions we still owe. In fact, one of the representatives yesterday, when we were in caucus, of course, can't tell you what we talked about in caucus, but I will tell you this one small bit. He said, my phone and my internet were turned off last Thursday. So here we are talking about giving raises. And we haven't paid back bills, and we've got a representative's office that in his district that their phones were turned off because the bills hadn't been paid. So that's kind of the state of Illinois, how we look at some things. So I think it's pretty obvious where I'm going to stand on this.
Right. We're given raises when we're broke. And by the way, that figure, estimated general funds payable backlog as of 8 a.m. this morning, $7,012,506,132.74.
Yeah.
And that is because it's a philosophy. Philosophically, you look at it and you go, okay, we're going to have to raise taxes. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to legalize marijuana gambling, da 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 da. And first thing, but at the same time, Governor Rauner said he needed to pay people more. Now he did different things to do that. And people complained about it. And at least at this point, you can say, well, they're coming out and saying, okay, you know, we need this money to get the 15% increase. And you look at these and, you know, everybody, including the director of the Illinois State Police, it's really kind of across the board raise for a lot of administrative jobs at 15%. When the average working Joe, if he is a pretty good employee and doing well in this country, gets about a 3.2% increase. That was from the jobs report last week. Speaking of which, Skillicorn, Jeannie Ives, they're out beating the drum saying gas tax, no.
That's correct. They had a meeting yesterday in the Capitol, in the rotunda there, that had several people there. And we don't think anything is going to be called in the near future on that. Again, I've said this all along, Tom, not just now, but for the last 2 years serving it in the House, that we don't need more taxes. We need more taxpayers. We need to be friendly to business. We need businesses to be successful, to keep them in Illinois, and to draw businesses to the state of Illinois. So the people that are leaving, we need to stop that out-migration, and we need to give people a reason to stay here. And so, again, of course, Capitol Bill, We realize the roads and the bridges, there's needs and concerns there. But again, we got back bills, all these different things. It doesn't make sense to put a larger burden on the people that are in Illinois. It doesn't make sense to do that. So
some people are saying, hey, we don't need to do this. We should wait and see if the federal government passes an infrastructure bill. But it doesn't look like the federal government the Democrats are saying we're not going to pass any piece of legislation that doesn't include reopening government and then the president and the wall and all that. Until that breaks open, you know, there's really no chance of us seeing an infrastructure bill out of D.C. And under the current circumstances, I just plain don't see it happening because everybody hates each other. But, you know, saying 20 to 30 cent gallon increase, that is incredibly large increase for taxes. Any way you cut it comparatively or just look at that as a statistical percentage increase, that that's something that people are going to rail against in just an unending fashion because they finally gotten a break. And the first thing that's when Illinois, if you get a break, the Illinois state of Illinois wants it.
That's exactly right. And, you know, talking to some constituents in my district just last week, and I said, hey, you know, here's what's, you know, the talk in Springfield as far as this gas tax. And I said, you know, what this would allow us to do in the state of Illinois is to work on the roads and bridges that we have major concerns about. And they were like, you know what, let's just drive on a little rougher roads and let's get our bills paid for. And I said, okay, I appreciate you sharing your thoughts with me. I want to hear what, you know, people think. And, so the concerns are there. There's some other ways, you know, the gambling opportunities and the revenue that would come from that. That's something to be looked at. So we'll just see where it goes, see what happens. But you know, the talk in Springfield is tax, tax, tax. But that's not the answer for this state.
Now, are we seeing really? There's also kind of an argument going on about whether you can pass something in the lame duck session or something that maybe even the governor, current governor, has vetoed, and that the new governor, can say, "Oh no, we're going to go ahead and do that." Now, some of this, I think, it may be some of the stuff that goes on in the lame duck session. But I know several news sources talking about this kind of crossing the lines over these time periods. Get ready for the new governor, have the legislation there, or old legislation like the gun store legislation, and then bring that back up and represent that to the governor after the new change in supermajorities in both houses.
Yeah, that's I know you talked with Senator Fowler about that yesterday, and that's been the talk in around Springfield. Actually, yesterday, different people discussing, can it be done? You know, is it something that's legal or not? Or can it? So it's some people say yes, some people say no. So I don't think anything's going to happen today in lame duck session. But we'll see what comes up, or may even have to be the same bill put into another bill and brought up. We'll see what happens. We're going to be sworn in tomorrow. At noon, and the House and the Senate both. The Senate is in the Capitol building, and the House, we're over at the University of Illinois at Springfield, in the auditorium there. So then we're back in on Thursday, and we'll just see where things go from there, Tom. But just in reading and talking to different people about the opportunities on that bill, I don't think anyone has the exact answer. So we'll find out just what's going to happen the next few days.
Liu Lang resigning after 32 years, that came, I think, as a shock to many people.
What sure did. You know, I think in the background there had been some talk in the last weeks, but Liu's, you know, he's got a lot of history. Of course, he's been there since, I think, 87, and so it's going to be interesting. He joined the ranks of being a lobbyist, and so I think the opportunities he sees in front of him as far as the things that he's worked on with marijuana and some other opportunities, I think that he sees that he can move forward. And also the things that have happened in his life in the last year, whether he was going to be moved forward into a leadership. Of course, he was a leader and stepped down. And so, you know, there was even talk, and in fact, if you read on different things, you know, was he maybe the next in line to be the next speaker someday? So I think he saw that those opportunities were moving away, and this is a new opportunity for him.
All right. Hey, now David referenced this a couple of moments ago when he was talking about another item, but for those of you who are looking for constituent services, David has moved his office.
Right. So we're on 600 Halfway Road, which it's called the Futiva Building. Years ago, there was a lumber yard, and Futiva has purchased that, and there's four suites, and Futiva has one of the suites, State Farm, Bill Eckerson, and also WPFD is now my neighbor right next to me, and then we have the fourth suite. So we're excited to be there. We were on the second floor. When I was elected, I kept the office that John Bradley had. I felt it was important for people to be able to find our office easily. And we feel like this is a great opportunity for us. We're on the first floor, the traffic is easily accessible, and we're just excited about being in a new building. In fact, we'll have an open house here in a couple of weeks to invite people to come by and see the facility, and if someone has needs or concerns, we'd love for them to stop by and see us in person. It's 600 Halfway Road, and we're Suite 103, and we're excited about that. And can I share something with you also? With the passing of Jim Mitchell, the mayor of Johnson City, we have a resolution that we're working on that we may be able to present today on the House floor to in memory of Mayor Mitchell and the wonderful job that he did as his service in Southern Illinois as mayor of Johnson City. And not only that, but also his participation in the Boy Scouts and promoting that in his church and just community service and being a veteran. And so we're going to honor him with the resolution and do that. And I'm proud to be able to do that and to represent him and all that he's done for Southern Illinois. So I wanted to share that. And also another thing I wanted to share with you that had the opportunity last night before catching the second half of the football game. And I'm always for the underdog, so I was for Clemson. But then the second half, I started being for Alabama because I felt sorry for him. But I was at a dinner last night, had the opportunity to be with some people, representatives, senators, and some staff. We were talking about PAs and the concerns that we have in the state of Illinois. And so there's some legislation we're going to look at. The PAs in the state of Illinois, and of course in Southern Illinois, the shortage of doctors, PAs, it's an opportunity for us to have great care in Southern Illinois for our people. But the hurdles that they have to go over to try to be successful is ridiculous. And some of the things are just outdated as far as all the paperwork that's required of them. We want to keep great care and high standards, but some of the stuff that they're required to do is just, it's asinine and it's outdated. So we had a great meeting last night. I had an opportunity to be with Dan Filman, and he had some of his staff there, and also we had a representative from SIU, Don Dimer, or Dima, I think is his name. I just met him last night. He's the director for the SIU PA program. There's 40 people that are in that program, and it's filled up every year. They do a fantastic job. And also I met a staff member from the Rush University, Jennifer Orozco, and they were sharing with us some of the concerns and challenges that PAs are having. And of course, as you know, Tom, in Southern Illinois, health care is very important, and there was a shortage of doctors and a shortage of PAs. So it was great information that we were able to share and receive and look at the legislation that we can possibly get passed in the House that would help PAs to be successful in Illinois. So that's something that I was tickled to be a part of that meeting last night and meet those people and hear their concerns, and it's something that we can work on.
Briefly, before we let you go, you're being sworn in. This is your next term as you stand in a state that has changed considerably. The governor-elect, the most wealthy politician in America, eclipsing Donald Trump, a supermajority in both houses, and every state office controlled by the Democrats. And here you are, a downstate Republican. What is your goal over the next 2 years, and how has it changed in relationship to the way the state of Illinois has changed?
Well, I can tell you this, just in the last, just being up here yesterday, you can already tell the temperature in the House floor has changed. As far as, I mean, the Republicans, we know that for us to stay relevant, we've got to work with the other side and the programs and things that we want to see be successful, and the things that that we're not supportive of, we've got to find a way to stay relevant. So it's going to be a challenge, but I can tell you that before the contention, because having a Republican governor and some of the other offices, it was a fight. As soon as you walked in the room, we prayed, which was great, and then we went to war. Well, it seems to me like the war is going to be different this time, because the Democrats know that they not only have the majority, but the supermajority, and they can do anything they want. But the opportunity for us to stay relevant and to work with them on projects that are important for Southern Illinois and the state of Illinois, our challenge is before us. But I'll continue to promote no new taxes. In fact, the bill that I'm going to reintroduce for no increase in pay for our legislators, I don't feel like that's something that we need. I'll continue to try to work for schools and actually, we need to find a way for some construction for schools in Southern Illinois. So the things that I've worked on in the past to continue to be a great proponent for the Second Amendment, our rights there, because I know that there's going to be some things there. Also, I think that something that's going to be a real fight this coming 2 years is, are they going to add taxes and are they going to add more regulations? And so that's something we've got to really work on to represent Southern Illinois and coal mines and agriculture and the Department of Corrections is so important for us in Southern Illinois, and so it's going to be interesting.
In the bluntest possible terms, if they want to raise tax in the state of Illinois, the Democrats do, there's nothing that can stop them.
You're exactly right. So we've got to find a way that, I can say this to you too, though, Tom, that there are Democrats that are conservative, that do not want to push all this through. So we'll see where they stand. But again, the votes are there. The old thing my buddy used to tell me, be careful what you ask for, you might get it. Well, now they have the supermajority. They have the opportunity to run their programs and their ideas, but are they going to do something to help be an answer to the state of Illinois, or are they going to run their programs so much that they continue this out-migration and we continue to lose fantastic people in the state of Illinois? I hope that isn't the case. I want us to be successful. I want to give people a reason to be in Southern Illinois, to come there, to stay there. I'm excited about some of the things in my district, Tom, as far as Bombardier Building in Benton has been sold. New businesses are going to be coming in there. There's new businesses coming throughout the district that have opened just in the last recent months. But we'll see what's going to happen.
All right. I just get some of our listeners here saying they want to raise. $150,000 isn't enough. 15% increase now, and when minimum wage goes up, will they get another increase from that? I mean, all these questions coming in from our listeners. Illinois State Representative David Sabin. David, thanks for your time, pal.
Hey, great. Have a good day. Thank you.